And this was the seventh year, and I think most of us had never heard of this before those headlines that said Bill Clinton was attending a UFO conference, and people went, what?
Yeah, I would think it would be made up.
And it was the fact that you all were over there on this panel to discuss UFOs in front of these movers and shakers around the world. And on that day, what I'm curious, what was that audience like? What did it look like? What were the numbers? Who was there? And what did each of you try to communicate? And what kind of feedback did you get?
Well, there were a few hundred people there. And the audience was in a typical Saudi Arabian way. There was a section for the women down off to the left with a semi-transparent wall. It reminded me of an Orthodox synagogue with the women separate from the men, you know. There were some women in the other part of the hall, too. But we were sitting on a big stage. It was nicely produced, a big screen on either end, a big screen with music and stuff in the middle. And we would go up to a microphone if we were using slides, you know, PowerPoint. I'm stuck on slides, but anyway. I used PowerPoint. Otherwise, we'd sit in these rather comfortable chairs on this big stage. And they were translating simultaneously into Arabic or the other way around. And it was 75 minutes. I mean, we flew thousands of miles. It's a long way to Riyadh to be there. And it was just a 75-minute panel.
For each of you or the entire panel?
Total panel was scheduled for 75 minutes.
Well, who was asking the questions and what did you think was perhaps the most interesting question from the point of view of what is it that these global leaders, including people, even if they were not in the audience reflects that Blair, Clinton, Google, all of these people were basically world leaders. So
yes.
What happened in terms of what did you say to them, and then what kind of questions did you get?
There was a moderator, and we each did a small thing. Less than 10 minutes. So 5 times 10, that's 50. That leaves us 25 minutes. A little chatter back and forth. Some questions that the moderator posed. And we were finished. It didn't take very long. Now, we each had a quite different viewpoint. We started with the Arabic scholar who referred to the Quran and sort of reluctantly admitted that there was nothing in there that says there can't be aliens, but it's too far to come here.
Well, I'm telling you, I did some research because we were going to be talking about this. And one of the things that really surprises me is that when you go, whether it's Wikipedia or history, you are finding that the Quran is filled with references to what are called the jinns, J-I-N-N-S.
Yes.
And then when you do further research on what the jinns are, you come up with these kinds of translations from the Arabic. The jinns are, quote, to hide, to be hidden, even to be hidden inside of the womb, and that the English word genie comes from jinn. And then when you read on further, what were these jinns, or what are they described as today? Arabic folklore and Islamic teachings, including the Quran, talk about the jinns as occupying a parallel world to that of mankind, that they are normally invisible to human retinas, but they are shapeshifters, and they can be good, evil, or neutrally benevolent, which is odd. What would provoke the three? But mentioned frequently in the Quran, the jinns are described variously as those that have wings and fly in the air like dragons, those that resemble snakes and dogs, and yet another description is tall men in white clothes. Now,
none of this is really relevant to what we were talking about, although I found, not surprisingly, Jews and Arabs are both Semites. And, you know, two Jews, three opinions. It looks like two Arabs, three opinions. We heard a lot of different conflicting notions about what the Quran says. Everybody refers to the Quran, but you'd think they were talking about three different books. So some people referred to the Quran. Others were rather careful to avoid saying that anybody was coming here. You know, it could be an American conference with a debunker around hither and yon. But we each took a different viewpoint. It was a sort of unusual mix of people.
Right. Well, Jacques has always said we're dealing with things from other dimensions.
Well,
you've talked about hard craft.
Yeah. Jacques was focused on, remember, he's an investment counselor. He's
today.
Yeah, he's
but
in
he
the,
comes
he's in
from
the
an
ast-
Yeah, but yeah. he comes from being an astronomer who did one of the most important books, Anatomy of a Phenomenon.
He talked about his newest book, which has 500 pre-1879 cases, which couldn't have been airplanes, helicopters, etc. And he made a point that there is robust evidence for further investigation. We need to be looking more at what was going on around the world. And the book has stuff from China and all over the world. Now, I was the only one who came on, let's say, strongly.
Your first sentence.
Yeah. Earth is being visited by intelligently controlled extraterrestrial spacecraft. We're dealing with a cosmic Watergate. We want to learn about innovative approaches to technological problems. The best way to do that is to look at those areas where these problems have been solved. The aliens are coming here. They're flying around the atmosphere. I didn't put any ifs, ands, and buts in there. It's four square. I showed, I'm sure some people were surprised. I showed a nuclear rocket engine and spread my arms and said it was 7 feet in diameter. It had twice the power of Grand Coulee Dam. I'm sure that shook a few people up. I also showed a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier and casually mentioned that, you know, it epitomizes a situation of an interstellar craft and a little Earth excursion module. And I showed the picture of the nuclear carrier, and I said it can operate for 18 years without refueling. This came as a revelation, I'm sure. I also showed a couple of CIA blacked-out documents. You could read eight words each, but when I talked about the cosmic Watergate. And so I tried to focus on my mantra, which I stated in the first part, namely that technological progress comes from doing things differently in an unpredictable way. The future is not an extrapolation of the past, whether you're talking about world problems, economic, technical, or whatever, or how to get here from out there kind of thing.
And if all of the work that you, I, Jim, Travis, and others have done, the bottom line is that the U.S. government, at least working with the U.K. government, has back-engineered non-human, some kind of advanced technologies that might serve as an answer to propulsion and energy systems now, and yet they still...
I didn't say that.
But I'm saying it, and that we're in a time of oil crisis, and if we've got that kind of a breakthrough... Where is it, and why isn't it being brought forth now?
I haven't said that we have that kind of breakthrough, and I'm not sure we do. Developing a big propulsion system is a very different problem from providing power for the world. And yes, you can produce nuclear power, but what we want is innovation in our approach to the problem. And also, and this came up in discussions with people afterward, the whole view of where we sit in the universe is changing because what we have done is gone away from the Copernican view. You remember, Copernicus upset a few people. The book was banned for 300 years when he said, well, you know, folks, the Earth isn't the center of the universe. The sun is. Oh, no, 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 no. We, the church, are at the center of the universe. Well, now with all these new exoplanets and all 54 this
54 kind of that are Goldilocks and could have perhaps life.
That's just the start.
We probably have billions of planets in this solar system.
Yes.
In this Milky Way galaxy.
Yeah, now we're talking.
George, that was that latest science review that if you extrapolated from what they have found so far, the 54 Goldilocks and one, I think it's 1,256 others, that you come up with 50 billion planets in the Milky Way galaxy alone.